At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Bringing the heat today. That's because it's chilly out here in L.A.
It's chilly in the studio as we speak. I feel cold. You know when you walk outside, you know when there's a car accident on your street late at night and you walk outside and you just
pretend to
there,
be cold?
Like, you pretend to be cold. You're just like, it's so cold.
All right, let's not complain that much. We live in Southern California. Kavino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick on an action-packed Memorial Day Monday.
Hope you're enjoying your extended weekend. Good morning. We're here. Brought to you by the Mercedes-Benz, the 2023 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs. Extraordinary is one test drive away. Learn more at MBUSA.com.
I did expect like a pool party type of weekend, and it ends up being like a fire pit type of weekend.
It's definitely a fire pit sort of weekend. Had a nice little grilling session yesterday at Rich's. You see that? We're friends in real life. The only person missing was Joel. Joel, where were you at, man?
I should have hit up Joel.
Should have hit up Joel with the invite.
We had the ribs and the burgers and the
but you know what?
Steaks.
Joel, I wouldn't have blamed you if you would have said no, because I smell a last-minute invite. Like, what? I'm the afterthought? I'm the afterthought now? I'm good. I'll
it's
stay home.
It's on the birdie. The little birdie's got it.
Yeah. Yeah, the birdie's got it. But I had a great time at Rich's. Danny G was doing his thing. Danny G is here, our super
Yo,
producer.
What's up, Danny?
877-99 on Fox. Spot on the videos if you want to play along at home.
Hi.
At Spot Center. Everything's at Covino and Rich. I'm Steve Covino. Again, good morning. That's Rich Davis. Always a pleasure to be here in for the great Dan Patrick.
Tonight's game 7. We obviously are going to talk about Celtics Heat and how we've gotten here.
Can I just say,
how do we get to a game 7?
Oh. Some people say it's the bad luck curse of the timeout call. Remember the timeout call?
Timeout.
Yeah, each team went 0-3 after doing the timeout call. Jimmy Butler should not have been mocking the Celtics. But when I woke up today, I thought two things. I first thought, is it Nudie Magazine Day? And then I realized it wasn't.
What a dumb reference. Billy Madison, everybody.
Everybody knows.
If you don't know that, I don't know if we can be friends.
Everybody knows that's Billy Madison. Then I woke up and said, oh, yeah, got to fill in for Dan Patrick today. Oh, and then I said to myself, oh, game 7 Monday. That's how I know I'm slowly turning into a super sports nerd, because I thought about it like immediately.
Right away?
Like right away. Like I sprung out of bed like you do, Rich.
Oh, it's game 7.
Yeah, no, I got like way excited about it. But as they say, and it's true, the two best words in sports, game 7. Yep. Let's go.
The second hottest ticket in town, because we're going to talk about the number one hottest ticket in town. And it has infiltrated the sports world.
And that ticket is to see one Taylor Swift. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. It has become the social media flex. It has become,
I guess,
the universally sought after event. So we'll talk a little NBA, Taylor Swift in the mix. Covino saw a video of Scottie Pippen that was so ridiculous. He thought it was AI.
I thought it was one of those surveillance videos. Not surveillance. Those keep him anonymous and distort his voice videos.
It's me, Scottie Pippen.
he didn't want to show his identity, but you knew it sounded like Scottie Pippen. I'm like, is he okay? What's going on here? Yeah, I saw that on Friday, I believe, and everybody's been talking about it since. So we definitely got to talk about what he said about Michael Jordan.
And of course, I hope to get to all this. Tom Brady and Dana White broing down. LeBron James being a distraction.
Oh, but we might have a bro down showdown. Yeah.
Before we get to all that, you and Spot yesterday, you guys were at my place, and I feel like the last 2 days, just because when you have friends over, you keep eating at an odd pace. Like, people just keep eating. Because there's always something next on the grill.
To have discipline. And I'm with you. It's a holiday weekend, extended weekend. You got to let loose a little bit. But if you're on a mission, it throws you off big time. And it just goes to show you what type of mission you're on. Like, Spot is clearly on a mission. You and I, not so much.
Yeah, but I
feel guilty about it.
I don't get that mentality of, I'm going to lay off. It's a
because
holiday weekend.
If you're working hard. And yes, to answer your question, yes.
You live once. Are you going to be on your deathbed as an old guy being like, I wish I would have ate less, cheeseburgers back in 2023. You're never going to say that.
You got to have some rules to live by. After four drinks, maybe you stop. Four slices of cake, maybe you stop. After three burgers, maybe you stop. It's not no holds barred. I know you love the movie with Hulk Hogan. I know you're a big fan of Tiny Zeus Lister.
I love Rip.
But you got to have some sense of normalcy.
I disagree.
And if you're putting hard work in Monday through Friday or for the past few months or so trying to get ready for summer, it could throw you off your diet. And I think that's where Spot's coming from.
You know that voice you use to sound like you're on your deathbed?
Yeah.
It's not going to sound as old if you keep eating that way.
I disagree. I think that it's a holiday weekend. I think you sound like a nerd. I think you sound like the guy, I'm watching my weight. It's Memorial Day.
You don't always see holiday, Rich. It's the weekend.
You're skewing it now. You think that Saturday and Sunday exists in its own universe.
No, Rich acts like Saturday and Sunday, calories don't count.
Yeah, they
don't,
man. Just disappears into your body.
You throw out calories for the holidays, though.
He's twisting it a little bit, Joel, because
holidays,
he says that about weekends in general.
Like Christmas. Or Thanksgiving, not like
Memorial Day barbecue.
Not like every long weekend that occurs throughout the summer. Not 4th of July, not Memorial Day, not Flag Day.
Rich, I have a question for you, just to see where your thinking is. Okay, so you threw the party yesterday, right?
Yeah.
When you started planning that party, did you know about Game 7?
Did I know about Game 7? Why? Because I would have had another party today. 3 days in a row, guys. Come on. Let's do it. 3 days of burgers, steaks. It's the last. I have a friend in from out of town that's a mutual buddy of all of ours. We grew up in the radio world with him. So him and his wife and kid are staying with me. So the last 2 days, we've just been eating and drinking a lot.
Yeah, and he wants to do hibachi later on. And I'm like, yo, dude, we just had a big-ass barbecue yesterday, or cookout, whatever you want to call it. It's different regionally. And it does become a little much. And if you're trying to stay on track, it adds up. I get what Spot's saying. I see both of your sides. Yeah, let loose. It's the weekend. But if every weekend comes along and you're like pizza, burgers, dogs, it doesn't matter because it's the weekend. I mean, when are you ever seeing results? When are you going to ever maintain? You're always setting yourself back. And I get it. Balance, right? You work hard, play hard.
When's this fitness competition you're getting ready for?
I mean, it's about not feeling like a slob.
When's the pose down? When's the beach pose down? Apparently, you're prepping for.
Yeah, but
because I'm not telling you to eat junk food every day.
To say when you're El Flaco, as they describe you. You got a skinny head.
Yeah.
You're just a naturally skinny guy. So when your metabolism's through the roof and you never have any chill and you're burning calories just sitting there because you're a hyper ninny, it's easy to say.
Hyper ninny.
It's true. You know what I mean? Because some people are like, yo, man, I can't be eating like that every weekend.
I get the hyper, but the ninny?
I'm a ninny.
Skinny ninny.
If I look at a loaf of bread wrong, I gain weight.
Right.
You just have a different type of metabolism. But if you were working hard throughout the whole week, And I could understand the concept of like a refeed day where you're just like going crazy, you're enjoying yourself. But it, to me, it just sounds like you're like every day to you, there's something that pops up like, oh yeah, just you know, with a little busy at night, so I just went to get some Taco Bell.
It's always your excuse.
Or like, oh, Friday morning's donut day.
I started the weekend early.
Oh, and then Saturday. Oh, and then Saturday morning.
Saturday's pancake day.
Pancakes on the way home for the kids.
I think
it's like every day
sounds like it's a day.
Diet doesn't count on, you know, days that end in Y for Rich.
Yeah,
because he starts the weekend.
What days does count?
Monday through Wednesday or Thursday.
Some people have to work exceptionally hard.
You know what it is, Joel?
To maintain.
Fox Sports Radio Nation, here's the truth. Guys like Rich and I, right? It's Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. We go to the gym, but we go to like simply maintain, and we do a little
people watch.
We jokingly call it a bunny boy, like baby boy workout, where we're barely breaking a sweat, but we're going just to maintain. Spot, again, who's doing our videos at Covino and Rich. Spot, our longtime producer of Covino and Rich on Patreon, he puts in some next-level effort, next-level work, where he's about to puke. He's breaking real sweats. He's paying for a personal trainer. So when you're putting that much effort into your Monday through Friday, like just because it's Saturday and Sunday doesn't give him the excuse to like cheat.
Yeah.
You see the difference? Like we're not putting the effort that
and
he puts in.
By no means am I an Adonis.
What's your cheat day spot?
I don't really have one.
So sad.
Because I don't need to.
Yo, it's more and sad I when he feels it, like a slob.
And I save it up for situations where, like, let's say, you know, we're going out to dinner or there is like some sort of party. I don't just do it because it changed from a work day to a weekend day.
I don't know. You got to live a little.
Which is what I do.
If anything, I have more time to focus on nutrition so I can make better food
and eat
much better on the weekend or prep for the week.
Yeah, you know what, Rich? You're talking about that pose down, right? Your pose off, whatever you're calling it.
Well, Sam, what are you preparing for?
Yeah, but you're never going to be prepared with your mentality, right? I mean, at least Spot will eventually get there if he stays disciplined. It depends what your priorities are and how much effort you're putting into it.
You feel good?
Not when I eat like a slob.
Yeah.
No.
Would it bother you if Rich right now put his shirt up and had a 19-pack?
Yeah, but he never will.
He doesn't.
Yeah, he never will because he goes to the gym for 3 days, and then it's like an animal's released because it's Thursday.
I don't get it.
I think I'm the normal one here. We can move on to Jimmy Butler and Taylor Swift, but I think
because
I'm the normal
your
one.
Your rationale doesn't make sense.
I'm the guy that goes to the gym 3 to 4 days a week, but then I eat whatever the hell I want to sort of, it's like the balance of life.
How is it any different because it's Thursday night and you're starting the weekend early? Or Friday, Saturday, how is that any different?
Because I want to enjoy life.
But everybody enjoys their life differently. Some people
aren't going to
enjoy.
What's on the menu today, Rich? I'm interested.
Oh, today?
Well, today, again, we have a friend in town. He wanted to go do hibachi tonight.
So there's always an exception.
I'm thinking,
like
steak and scallops with some fried rice tonight.
Oh. I'm somewhere in the middle, Joel, of Rich and Spot, because they're the ones bickering about this, you know, for the past few days. Spot and Rich.
Bickering?
Kind of, sort
Not
of.
Not really. It's just an observation.
There's always something.
Bickering.
Right? So that's Rich's excuse now. There's a friend in town. Guess what? There's probably another friend in town, you know, in the next few days. There's another holiday coming up. There's always some excuse. Oh, it's my kid's birthday party.
I just want to say how lame it would sound. Imagine
Rich just wants
Danny,
any excuse to have cake and eat what he wants.
Danny, if you have a friend in town that you haven't seen, and he's like, yeah, let's go out for a steak night. What a lame-o you would sound like if you're
dude,
like, I'd love to hang, but my diet doesn't really allow for a steak.
No
about
one's
now.
Saying that it sounds cool to have discipline and turn down a cupcake, right?
I agree. It sounds extra lame. But if you're putting the work in, you're like dismissing all of that.
You're making it seem
it
like
sounds,
you're,
it sounds
no, you're,
corny.
You're
no
making
one wants
it
to talk
like,
about like we're LA dudes counting calories. No one wants to sound like that guy.
You sound like a weenie when you say that. Honestly,
you're putting the work in that Spot's putting in. And you're not, you could see how it makes a difference.
All I'm saying is that it sounds like you're making it seem like you're getting someone that is a recovered alcoholic to start drinking again. Like, come on, let's have a drink. No. This is like, I'm asking another grown man to, like, hey, you want to go have a like junk food type of dinner or have drinks at a bar at my house? And it just sounds
like, you're going to keep up with this? One day, those calories aren't going to come off as easily. And before you know it.
Yeah, I can't wait till you're like Ben Stiller from like Lobo Gym, you know, at the end of the movie.
I feel like a lot of people did this.
Lobo Gym.
A lot of people did this during the pandemic. They were like, oh, you know, it's we're working from home. We're taking it easy. Oh, we'll have a little extra bread or whatever.
Ah, remember the pandemic? Remember those days?
When you saw him 2 years later.
It's been a downward spiral for so many people since.
Woof.
So many people put on that COVID 30, man.
And it never came off.
It never came off.
But Rich did not.
Yo. Yeah, I didn't put on the COVID 30.
Yeah, but that's why he's exceptional. He's got
a high-speed
metabolism.
Let's just end the conversation there. Exceptional.
Fine. But tie it into sports. If any guy fighting or training for anything.
What are you training for?
To maintain, man. You know what I mean? So we don't look like slobs when we're on FS1. That's why. You know, I got to stay TV ready. I got a hot young girlfriend. I'm not trying to be a slob, right? So you got to balance out your life. But if you're training or getting ready for anything, it could be a vacation coming up. It could be for the summer. Guess what? It's unofficially here now. You can't be living the life you're living all the time the older you get unless you have some crazy metabolism. And you're saying it doesn't matter. You know, if you're getting ready, what's the next big fight? Josh Taylor, Teofimo, Errol Spence, Terrence Crawford in July. You're training. What if they had your kind of mentality? You know it doesn't work because it throws off everything. What if Terrence Crawford was like, yeah, I'm fighting Errol Spence in July, but you know what? F it. It's Thursday. Let's have some pizza. You know, that's how it works.
You know you're watching the fight. You know you're not actually in it, right?
But, dude, are you not like, what kind of lifestyle are you promoting for everybody?
I'm not telling everyone to be a tub of goo.
You do it every weekend all the time.
I'm not telling people to be a tub of goo. What I'm telling people to do is if you, during the week, Monday through Friday, if you're
getting
if you're going to the gym, Joel, during the week.
Because everybody's doing that. Give me a break.
I'm saying, well, a lot of people go, look at the gym. The gyms are packed up.
I do it, but you think everybody listens like, yep, every Monday through Friday, I'm there.
No, I'm saying if you go to the gym during the week. If you go to the gym during the week and, you know, you eat relatively healthy, you know, sandwich or salad for lunch, you get some healthy dinners, chicken or
everybody.
Fish.
And newsflash, America's a bunch of fatsos. I don't know what you've been looking at. When you're at Universal Studios today, tell me what you see.
I'll take a look around.
Take nice look at everyone in their fanny packs and visors and see what kind of shape they're in.
Yeah, I'll look around.
I'll take a look around. I'll do some field studies.
You know what those people do? They like let loose on the weekends.
Yeah, starting up Thursday. Right.
I think as I check the feedback, which I will in a minute, I guarantee everyone's going to be like, these guys sound like no fun. If you eat relatively well during the week and go to the gym a few days during the week, I think on the weekend you should be able to do what you want. That's called living life. It's called enjoying yourself. Again, do you want to be the old guy that's like, man, I'm really glad for my 30s and 40s and stuff. I laid off pizza. I'm never going to lay off pizza. Mark my words. I will never lay off pizza.
You're also talking to a guy, Spot, not me, Covino, Spot, who had to get heart surgery because he had SpaghettiOs from 1983 stuck in his arteries.
That is true.
Everybody's different. And why are we talking about this, guys? Extended holiday weekend.
I thought it was Gabagool from 92.
Gabagool. He had Gabagool stuck in his heart. You know, grilling, burgers, dogs. And we're not trying to make you feel guilty about it, but hey.
Yeah, way to go.
Enjoy your day. Enjoy your day off. Enjoy your grub, and then hit the gym tomorrow.
Well, hey, coming up, I want to talk about Jimmy Butler and Spoelstra and the attack plan for tonight. And we'll talk about something else that Jimmy Butler's interested in, and it has to do with the hottest ticket in town. We will get to all that. In for Dan Patrick, you got Covino and Rich right here on Fox Sports Radio. And we got to tell you guys about Verizon. My plan from Verizon gives you control over your phone plan.
Get what you want, only pay for what you need. To celebrate, we're giving you control over Marvin's Cookout playlist this week.
So go to danpatrick.com right now to vote, then tune on Friday to hear your winning playlist. Hang tight. We got more next right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Got DJ Joel on the ones and twos,
yeah,
with the Alien Ant Farm, who some people argue, some could argue, one of the best cover songs of all time. Because when you outdo Michael Jackson, that says a lot.
Is this better than his version?
Smooth Criminal?
Yeah,
I mean, it's more rocking for sure.
But then I think to myself, if the only song I know by Alien Ant Farm is Smooth Criminal, are they just an cover band?
That just means I question your music knowledge, because they have Movies. Movies was a good song. That's a good song.
I don't think anyone knows that.
Yes. Anyway, no, it's Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick. Danny G's on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. Covino, Rich, Spot, Joel is here live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. That's MBUSA.com. Memorial Day. Enjoy the day off.
I do think
Game 7 Monday, again, just another reason to stuff your face today. See, that's the thing, Rich. Before we move on completely,
yeah,
you make an excuse for everything. So when do you ever get back on some sort of diet or discipline? Like, oh, why did you stuff your face last week? Because it was Game 5. Yeah, how can I enjoy Game 5 without some wings? There's always something. So if you don't have, like, rules to live by, as you get older, you're going to slip a little bit.
Justin in Cincinnati says you sound like a cackling woman on The View talking about being afraid to eat a cheeseburger on Memorial Day.
Well, let's see him with his shirt off and see what he says.
He might not care.
Yeah, well, yeah. Guess what? It's not cool to not care. I care. I think it's cooler to care.
Well, you know what it seems like a lot of people care about? More so than, I'll tell you right, if you were to look online right now, like, what do you think the hottest ticket in town is? You might think, oh, Game 7 tonight,
Game 7,
right?
Baby. Game 7. I woke up thinking about it.
There is, I would bet everything, that it was a tougher ticket to see Taylor Swift at Gillette than it was to see the Celtics tonight in Boston against the Heat.
And you think that doesn't sound like some cackling woman from The View?
I'm just saying.
I'm not going anywhere to get that ticket. That's an overpriced ticket.
All I'm saying is that the latest person in the sports world to be victim of their love of Taylor Swift. Did you see the video of Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, he should be embarrassed.
Embarrassed, or is he living in the moment? No. This guy's embracing New York. He's going to Knicks games, going to Rangers games. He's
should be at a cooler concert, is what I think. So many cool concerts, he's there.
Aaron Rodgers, right next to the stage. His eyes are closed. Now, you got to think of the zone you're in when you're this. When you got your eyes closed.
He's probably tripping out on something weird.
And you're waving your arms back and forth. If your eyes are closed.
He probably licked the ass of a toad just for the buzz.
I think that Aaron Rodgers is just the latest celebrity, the latest athlete, the latest superstar that is just jumping on this Taylor Swift. Not, I'm not saying bandwagon, but like this, it's the hottest ticket in town. I promise you. I've been to Super Bowls where I'd be embarrassed to tell you how much I paid for tickets because my Niners were in the game.
You know what he was quoted as saying? We may be the same guys that were saying, hey, you got to chill out on all the pizza and dogs and burgers you're eating this weekend. But I'm also the guy saying, I don't know about this quote. He's like, I got to dance. Like, you're a dude and you just feel this internal need to dance to Taylor Swift. To me, that's odd. And I think the proof is in Thursday's show. Is it Thursday? Guys, if you're new to Covino and Rich, we're on Monday through Friday. We're just on at a different time, 2 p.m. on the West. You know, we were talking about Jimmy Butler saying that he gets down to Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber, and that's how he gets fired up for the big game. And I said, how does that get you fired up? If you want to take on the Celtics, maybe you should, like, check out your music library and listen to something with more huevos.
Well, I mean,
guess what? I think he's proved me right because it doesn't seem like he brought it since then.
To quote Jimmy Butler, Taylor Swift could do no wrong. Aaron Rodgers is at the concert, eyes closed, waving his arms.
Well, if you remember, like, fan, I'd be a little worried because he doesn't seem fired up to me.
Like a month ago, it was J.J. Watt, you know, one of the most fierce defensive players in the last decade or so. Future Hall of Famer, J.J. Watt, saying that Taylor Swift was the most impressive concert he ever went to, and it was 3.5 hours plus of magic. So I'm just asking, if these grown men that we all admire, Aaron Rodgers, J.J. Watt, Jimmy Butler, we're talking about big game superstar players, are all on this Taylor Swift train?
Everybody has a soft side. Everyone has their guilty pleasures. To lead with these things, I think, is odd, especially for a rough and tough athlete getting ready for a big game. You know, like, you know what I did last night, Rich, after I left your cookout?
Oh, it sounds like you probably cried about what you ate, you little bitch.
No, but I went
to the gym.
Yeah, man, I was flexing, trying to sweat it out. I watched some Kardashians, right, the new season's on. I enjoyed myself because it's trash TV at its finest, and they're hot. I watched it. I like it. But I will never claim it to be, like, my steez, my thing. I will never take ownership of it. I'll sit there and watch it and like it, but it's not my thing. It's my girlfriend's thing.
Right, so let me ask you.
So I could sit at a Taylor Swift concert and appreciate the musicality and respect their success and even get into it, but it's not my go-to if I'm trying to get fired up. Yo, I'm filling in for Dan Patrick today. You think I might ride in? I'm listening to Taylor Swift or Justin Bieber to get me fired up? No. Like, who does that? Makes no sense to me.
I think,
unless you're a teenage girl.
You have filling in for Dan Patrick hype up music, though?
Yeah, every day. Every day.
Guy's playing the Rocky IV soundtrack.
Like, there's no easy way out.
There's no shortcut. Hope. Yeah. He was doing a training montage. Driving around Sherman Oaks at 4 a.m.
I was listening to, the best of the Rocky soundtrack.
Man, who knew? Kavino's listening to the Karate Kid.
You're the best. All right. I need Bill Conti and Survivor. That's all I need.
You found a farm in Van Nuys to bale hay.
Yeah, the guy's doing. Who knew? I learned that today.
I mean, but doesn't that make more sense than shake it off?
So
you're getting ready for Game 7 against the Boston Celtics. You're getting ready to be the face of the New York Jets, and you're sitting there. I gotta dance to Taylor Swift.
I just think. Well,
are you like a young? I hate to stereotype, but I'm the father of a teenage daughter. Are you a 14-year-old girl? That's my daughter's.
Do you think that's
music.
A demo of Taylor Swift?
Bro.
No, you really think that's a demo?
They're grown men. Is it your demo?
So no, but I feel like Taylor Swift, the residual effect is there's a lot of husbands and boyfriends.
It's the hot thing.
There's a lot of husbands and boyfriends. Did you see Portnoy over the weekend? Every heavy hitter in the world of the sports and entertainment, it almost seems like the brag. It's like, I told you, it's the Instagram, TikTok flex where it's like, I'm at the Taylor concert. I think it's like a dude brag, like, I took my girl. I'm just saying
that's fine.
It's become the ultimate brag to the point where Aaron Rodgers is dancing in the front row, J.J. Watt saying it's the best concert ever, and Jimmy Butler saying Taylor is hyping him up for the playoffs.
Spot has a point to make. I do want to say this. It is not my bag, baby. It's not. But I got to respect the 3 hours. How long is it? 40 songs or 3 hours and 40 minutes of nonstop music.
I'm just saying
she makes hits.
It's pretty wild to think that you would think the hottest ticket in Boston in the last month has to be Game 7 tonight. Wait, Celtics
is that
hosting.
What you're saying? You're saying that Taylor Swift is a hotter ticket than Game 7 tonight?
I mean, that's not a question. Of course it is. But I'm saying, like, it's wild to think it is.
Really?
What are you talking about?
You think it's harder to get a Taylor Swift ticket than Game 7 in Boston?
I'm not thinking. It's a fact.
Wow. Well, it's a sad state. As my mom says, this world's going to hell in a handbasket.
What handbasket? What is she
saying? I don't know what handbasket, but if that's the priorities, then something's weak.
The point I wanted to make. So I looked at ticket prices.
Oh,
her next show.
Spot did the research.
Her next show is actually at Soldier Field. So compared to that versus Game 7, there are floor seats available for tonight's Game 7.
Wow.
But they're actually cheaper.
No.
Than seats for Friday's show at Soldier Field.
Well, I mean, it's a Game 7.
If you want a floor,
it's not the finals.
If you want floor seats, like by the stage.
It's Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Come on.
And I don't know if you've seen the visuals of the concert. They're floating around social media, but like she has this long stage that goes out across the floor. If you want to be like far floor seats, they're like more than sitting courtside, essentially, at tonight's game.
Okay, if you're
so you take your girl to Taylor Swift at Soldier Field in Chicago this week, and it's going to cost you more money than if you sat courtside with your buddy at the Celtics game tonight in Boston.
You know those seats that are right by the basket?
Yeah,
those are like, there's a pair for like $6,000.
It's actually not bad for Game 7.
That's a pair.
Yeah. Well, no, each. Tickets each. At the floor seats are like $7,000 to $8,000. Like to be in like the crowd.
If you
not
be
right
a,
up against the
if
stage.
If you want to be with Taylor Swift floor, it's what?
It's like $7,000 or $8,000 per ticket. That's per ticket.
Just putting
how much is by the concession stand where me and my girl are gonna be at?
Standing room only. Joel's in the back holding a hot dog.
How much the tailgate in the parking lot?
Yeah, where are you sitting by the hot dog guy?
How much to FaceTime with someone that's in there? No, but I just wanted to put it in perspective. It's not about Taylor Swift. It's more about
you
see everyone from Dave Portnoy to JJ Watt to Aaron Rodgers to Jimmy Butler. It's wild the mutual respect professionally athletes, celebrities, and people have for Taylor Swift. So much so that it has become, if you go on Instagram or TikTok, what is the brag over the last month? I'm at the Taylor Swift concert. So much so that I'm glad you looked it up, Spot, because I would have bet everything on it. Game 7 tonight.
Can we get a green screen and just pretend like we're there? What's the difference?
Like
that's the cool thing to do?
Like that dude that's at cool events, but he pretends that he's on a Zoom meeting at work?
I just, look, from my perspective, have a great time. Enjoy yourself. No matter what you do. Go to the show. It's just not my style of music. And I find it very strange that this is what gets guys like Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Butler pumped up. My advice to Jimmy Butler is to switch it up tonight and try some Rage Against the Machine or some Linkin Park.
Some Wu-Tang Clan in his headphones.
Yeah, throw some Wu-Tang in that playlist. Get him some old school Biggie. Something cool to get him fired up, because it didn't work the last few games for Jimmy Butler. You got to get into a different mindset. Taylor Swift, Bad Blood.
No,
that ain't doing it. It's just not.
Hit some ice in his veins.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? There's a time and place for stuff like that. And getting ready for big games, that's not it for me.
Well, just throwing it out there that you would think the hottest ticket would be Game 7, but somehow, some way, Jimmy Butler said she could do no wrong. Aaron Rodgers dancing with his eyes closed. And by the way, Aaron Rodgers continues to humanize himself. I don't know if he got someone in his ear that was like, yo, Aaron, do like normal human things. Because the guy
Taylor Swift's hot right now. Go out there and dance.
No, but I'm saying
does
like,
not compute.
Aaron Rodgers previous was like, do not talk to family. Must do ayahuasca. Darkness to retreat. Like the guy was like robotically doing odd things in life.
Maybe he was a little restrained, handcuffed in Green Bay. I don't know. I mean, we saw the same with Tom Brady. It seemed like a different guy.
I mean, he did say he'll never be the same again after the ayahuasca.
Yeah, dude, he's living life, Joel. Joel, courtside, if you're a New Yorker, and New Yorkers, you know, we grew up on the East Coast. We've only lived in LA a handful of years. I grew up in New York. New Yorkers are very tough to please, and they're very tough to, like trick. Like, if Aaron Rodgers was full of it, New Yorkers would be like, hey, who the F is this guy? Oh, he really is, you know, going to Ranger games, going to Knicks games. He's, you know,
playing it right.
Saying all the right things. He's talking about how he loves the Jersey Shore, goofing around.
And Jersey Guidos love to dance.
Yeah, now he's at a Taylor concert at MetLife.
New Yorkers are also, you better produce.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's like,
this is all good.
This is all nice.
Yeah.
Let's see. But go 2 weeks without a touchdown.
Yeah, until this first stinker and the media is up his nose asking him why.
Why are you dancing to Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
You should be winning.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Hey, just something to think about when you're watching Game 7 tonight. And by the way, how do you feel about Eric Spoelstra, who I think is, you know, the reason why Miami jumped out in this series? We've talked about what a great coach he is and probably one of the best in the game these days. Do you like his, like, hey, listen, man, we just got to find a way to do it?
The whole part of the first three games was how the Heat were just being outcoached, or the Celtics were being outcoached by the Heat.
So when you hear him say, I don't know how we're going to get this done, but we're going to go up there and get it done, does that seem defeatist? Or does that seem like, yeah, we'll find a way? Do you think at this point Jimmy Butler's due for a good game? Because the guy was on fire. Then he set us in the fourth quarter of the last game, game six, he had played awful the whole game. But then you thought, ooh, did he produce some fourth quarter magic enough to just win this?
He told Jimmy Butler that he has to shake it off.
Is that true?
I think it's one of the most interesting storylines of the Eastern Conference Finals, because when the Celtics went down 3-0, or 0-3 for them, they had instant sharks in the water. Their coach was going to get fired. We talked about it on our afternoon show. There was lots of media across the country. Oh, that's it for the Celtics, young coach. He's out of there. And then now it's tied, and people are asking questions about Spoelstra. Like, is it the same with him? Like,
that just shows you how fickle we are as sports fans.
The difference a week can make.
Exactly.
Now, look at it this way. The Celtics are 7-point favorites tonight. If you think Miami's going to put up a battle, that's a pretty high number. I know you would say, well, I mean, the last three games, it looks like Boston's, you know, the better team. Boston is now even the series. Game 7 in Boston.
I mean, they did need a miracle to win the last one, though.
But I feel like I sort of like Miami plus 7. And if you want to do a little teaser bet with something else and get double digits, I just feel like
I was going to ask you that, Rich. Like, the probabilities of them winning 4 in a row, right?
Yeah,
doesn't that kind of kick out the numbers?
That goes against Rich's roulette theory. Like, if Rich sees that,
yeah, if I see
black hit 4 times in a row, he knows a red is about.
So,
to
yeah,
come.
Sometimes Joel. I mean, I know you could say every game, much like every game, is a new event, so it's a BS theory. But if I pass a roulette table and the last like 12 were like red, I'll go to that table and be like 100 on black, and then if it doesn't hit, you do it again, because eventually, I mean, that's why them coming back. Any team winning 4 in a row is tough. Both teams have won 3 in a row, so it's sort of a wild place we're at.
It's a weird reverse sweep, because you were on the brink of being swept.
And now you're reverse sweeping.
It's crazy to even think about.
So, 4 teams, just for the, if you want to play Stat Boy, you know, my pal Elias at the Sports Bureau, he told me that, as we've seen the number, 0 and 150. That is the record, Joel, of teams that have gone down 3 games to none. How many times have they come back and won? 0 and 150.
But it's happened before in Boston. So
I'm saying in the NBA. But in the NBA, if the Celtics win tonight, that becomes 1 and 150. So 4 teams have forced a game 7 being down 3-0, but none of them have won the game 7. So this should be the first.
Speaking of crazy stats, only 2 NBA players have hit buzzer beating shots while their team was facing elimination and trailing while the shot was taken. Michael Jordan and Derek White. Like, crazy stat. Derek White, who...
Did Shaq and Barkley lay off his hairline?
Yeah, Shaq and Barkley.
Did they at least lay off his hairline?
They were clowning him so hard that, man, he actually chooses to look like that. He actually combs his hair like that. He's got the Stephen A. hairline. And then he comes up so big in that moment. And I think two things. Momentum. Like, can the Heat overcome that deflating moment? Everybody thought Miami.
Oh, did you see? Does that,
wedding?
Joel, Danny, Nick Cope, anyone? Has anyone seen the video of the wedding in Miami?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about or no?
Oh, it's so embarrassing. It's so sad,
bro. No, I haven't seen this.
Oh, it's great.
I'm pretty sure they posted it. I think it's on Barstool, maybe Bleacher Report.
It was everywhere.
It was everywhere. I saw that. So there's a wedding in Miami, like some opulent, you know, big time wedding. And they're watching the game at the wedding. Like, everyone's like, well, everyone's dancing, but they're like, hey, everyone's got their phone out all at once.
I'm sure the bride was super pumped about that.
Yeah, I'm sure she, yeah.
Yeah.
bad planning. But what happens is they think, like I did at first, that
Jimmy Butler hit all three, then the game was over.
The in-and-out shot. And Danny, they thought what we all thought before the little tip back. The whole wedding starts going nuts. Guys come out with Miami Heat flags. The DJ hands people like those, like when you blow the air. Like they're making like fog machines. Yeah, it is insane. And then they realize,
I'm looking at it right now.
That's crazy. Dude, they go bananas.
So can the Heat overcome that deflating feeling? Will the Celtics just have too much momentum? Again, favored by 7. And then to go back to what you said about Spoelstra, Rich, does it sound defeatist or does it sound confident? I think you got to factor in the tone here, and I feel like he's speaking from a place of confidence.
All right, well, listen, we'll take your feedback next. Kavino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of hand-cooked tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I want to shout out all the affiliates hanging out with us today. Everybody waking up early with us today. Memorial Day. Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios.
I think all the affiliates need to make sure they got us on in the afternoon. What do you think, Danny Jake?
Yeah, and I want to shout out the extra coverage because, like, for instance, my family in the Bay Area, they are listening to 95.7 The Game this morning. So San Francisco Bay Area has you guys on right
now. What you know about game, San Francisco?
I love it.
San Francisco should cover us because I talk about the Niners nonstop during the football season.
Yeah, trust me. Even the Niner fans would get sick of you.
Hey, and if you're new to Kavino and Rich, you're like, who are these jabronis? Again, we're on every day, but you can subscribe to our podcast for free. Search Kavino, C-O-V-I-N-O, Kavino and Rich, wherever you stream your podcast. Leave a review. You qualify for some bribery balls. That's it. We're bribing people to hang with us every day.
There's no shame in bribery.
No.
Hey, there's no Jimmy G in California anymore. Doesn't that make you the sexiest man in Cali?
You know, Joel, thank you, bro. Someone had to say it. Yeah, someone had to say
Kavino.
After me. And not if he keeps eating hamburgers every day. Every day is Memorial Day for Rich. They say good things come to those who wait. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. It takes no time at all to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at MBUSA.com.
Yeah, you're not going to get a Mercedes just because you do Dan's reads. You know that.
I'm hoping I do, though.
One last thought about Jimmy Butler. What do you think the stat line looks like tonight? Let me pull up the prop bet. I want to know, do you think he's throwing down a high number? You think Jimmy Butler is bringing it on a whole new level?
He's
got to
score
what?
Over 30 tonight. I mean, it's game seven. 30 all
plus.
Out. 30 plus for Jimmy Butler.
50 shot.
He has to ball out. He
there
has
is
to make
no
it
tomorrow.
Nope. There is no tomorrow.
I'm going to say he drops 37 tonight.
Yeah. Ooh, you guys have got some high hopes for Jimmy Butler.
35 plus. He has to.
Well, he'll get a lot of free throws if he just, you know. He had like 11 last game. He missed one, right?
And by the way, that is why we love sports. Right there, game six. Knowing that he had to hit all three right there. That pressure moment. Like everybody's, I think, I was out of my seat. I was in my living room pacing around in my socks like, oh, man. You're texting your friends.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, Jimmy Butler came through.
We were texting. We're like, he just sent the Heat to the finals.
I know. Everybody was. And can you imagine, Danny G, that type of pressure? I mean, only few and far between have actually felt that kind of pressure. Like, if I hit this shot, we're going to the NBA Finals. Yo, well, that's crazy.
That's enough pressure to make you collar grab somebody who forgot the block out, right?
Oh, man.
Dude.
For real.
Block out. Box out. Come on.
Yo, seriously.
That was that little putback. If the Celtics go on to win, not only game seven, but let's say the NBA Finals, let's say they're hot and the Nuggets been sitting around. If the Celtics win this one, Joel, we're going to look back at that little putback. That might be the most crazy play in NBA history if that's what gets them all the way.
I think just as important was how fast Marcus Smart got that three-point shot off.
Yeah, all of it played a factor.
Yeah.
It came down to 0.1 seconds, so you know everybody had to be quick in that final play.
Were they over the limit? If they fouled, would they have gone to the line? Because I was saying that if not, I was like, yo, the Heat should foul right out the gate. Take like 1 second off just by like fouling as soon as the ball's inbounded. And but I'm like, yeah, they might have been over the limit. But, yeah, that was a wild last sequence. And, by the way, it's 28.5. So are we betting over 28.5 for Jimmy Butler tonight?
Over.
28.5.
Yeah, I think over. He has to play bigger than he played last game. Everybody knows that. I mean, he took accountability there. And then the
second
question
is, five grand on over? You're doing, yeah?
I'm not betting anything. I'm betting your money. The next question sort of is, and you can think about this, Fox Sports Radio Nation. Well, who do you want? If you have no team in the race, no dog, no horse in the race right now.
You never have a horse in the race. You don't have a horse.
I probably will never have a horse in the race.
Got that
what's
money.
The better matchup for the Denver Nuggets? You know, for me, I think it's clearly Boston because I just think they were the better team throughout the year, the better team on paper, the better matchup against Denver. Look how Denver played against the Lakers. Lakers played well, and Denver was so dominant.
Yeah.
I think the Heat, you know, they play with a lot of passion, a lot of heart. I'm rooting for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, I got a lot of heart. I got no locker.
Yeah, exactly, Rocky Balboa.
So,
but I think the Celtics are the better matchup when all's said and done. Again, that doesn't mean I'm rooting for them. I just think they're the better matchup.
I think what you're saying is hard to disagree with because you're thinking to yourself, probably the best story might be Jimmy Butler. Just, again, delivering in the playoffs and, you know, had a rough couple games. He started out so hot. If Jimmy Butler, let's say, puts up a 40 spot tonight, I was like, man, there he is. As Michael Jordan's son putting up the numbers, delivering in the playoffs, and he continues to be this postseason dog. If Jimmy Butler does that, but then, like, the Nuggets win 4-1 in the finals. Isn't that just sort of like, wah, 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 wah?
It should have been the Celtics,
so,
yeah.
Then, yeah, you might be like, it might be a cool moment if Butler somehow does it tonight. But if that results in just the Nuggets rolling over.
And don't you sort of see that happening if they make it that far?
I sort of do see that happening. All right, well, listen, CNR in for Dan Patrick. Love hanging with you guys. At Covey and on Rich, we got more next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.